Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's dive straight into today's first story, which comes from LeftHumor7837, who says, I, 23 female, posted a thirst trap to teach my boyfriend, 28 male, a lesson. Ladies and guys, I'm young and I'm not very experienced, so I want to know if I did the right thing. My boyfriend, whom I love so much, keeps liking thirst traps of one of his friends, who he did mention that she made a move on him in the past. I've always had this bad gut feeling about this specific friend of his, and he tried to assure me that there's nothing and she has a boyfriend. This girl, let's call her Lexi, has a lot of typical bikini posts on her Insta. I'm not slut-shaming her in any way, but I'm just trying to get my point through. Lexi has never posted anything about being in a relationship or having a boyfriend of any sort. I know you'd think maybe she wants to keep it private, but she's the type of girl who even posts what water she drinks. A month ago, he liked a pic of her that was almost nude, and I asked him if he's okay with doing that. He said, yeah, she's a friend. I thought this is okay. And I asked him, okay, would he mind if I posted the exact same picture and wore that? He said, no way. So I calmly explained how it doesn't work like that. Today, I had this strong urge to check in again, and yet again, there was a picture worse than before that he liked, and not just that, many others too of Lexi. I didn't ask him anything, and I posted a thirst trap myself with the same caption as that girl, a picture he strictly told me he wouldn't allow me to post anywhere. He hasn't seen it yet, but I don't know if I'm doing it right or wrong. My plan was for him to see it and prove my point. Help me out. Guys, can you please help me out? Because I don't know how you guys think. And of course, this does come with some updates as well. And we're going to start off with a flower called Lily, who says, personally, I always thought that liking a picture is no big deal until the picture is of a certain person. I've gone through telling a past boyfriend to please stop liking these kind of pictures of girls who used to be his fuck buddies, especially if he only presses the like button on the sexy photos and not every post. It gave a signal to those girls that he wants to hook up again. Most of them didn't care that he had a girlfriend. There were photos of us together on his account, so they obviously knew. Liking a picture like that isn't a tragedy, but if it is of a person who had already tried to hook up with him, it is a slight signal directly to that person. And also, you can find people other than your partner attractive, but you need to draw the line between just thinking someone is fine and knowing they have a thing for you, and still giving this message by liking those photos. When a similar thing happened to me with the former fuck buddies DMing and flirting with my boyfriend, I told him from then on, my DMs are also open for any guy. I only said that to see how he reacts when I do the same, and he was fuming. Claimed those chicks were his friends. I told him how interesting, as I'd never seen those alleged friends when we went out with other people, and how those friends were literally texting him to lie to me about where he goes while I'm at work so they could hook up. He remained silent, so I continued with telling him that if it's going to be a competition, then I'm out, because even though I kind of love him, he isn't much of a big treasure. He was a man-child, so if he wants the attention of those girls, he can have it all. Slytherin Silence says, but why would you even entertain a man who tries to regulate what you post online? Who does he think he is? Trying to tell you what you're allowed to post? Lol. Sen says, if you're going through so much trouble and time to prove a point, then is it really worth it? He keeps liking pics of girls half naked. That's a huge red flag in my opinion. Let Lexi keep him. What are you doing wasting so much energy into him? Like you said, you are young. Hope you realize soon that this isn't healthy. Wisdom says that's a reasonable act, but I hope you're okay with that pic on the internet. Once it's up there, it'll be on the internet forever. But then again, maybe you should be proud of your body. Which OP replies saying, I posted it on a platform where I have my audience controlled, but he knows I have guy friends, and he did mention that he wouldn't want other men seeing that pic. I'm proud of my body, but I want to teach him a lesson. What if he just argues and threatens to leave? I'm a sucker when it comes to handling breakups. Yofania says, girl, I'm petty, so I 100% approve of this. If she's the type that constantly posts pics of herself and everything under the sun, she for sure would have posted pics of her boyfriend if she has one. I feel like your boyfriend lied about that to make you feel better. I'm anxious to know what he says when he sees your post. I don't see this working out. He already seems sketchy to me, and life is too short to be feeling like this in your relationship. One more from Introspect Diary, who says, it isn't the most healthy way to communicate, but do I judge or blame you? No. I presume you feel disrespected, and understandably so, because he's not respecting your boundary. I've likely done something similar to this exact situation when I was younger, so it's good to make this a learning opportunity. Communicate, communicate, communicate. I know it can feel vulnerable, but you'll feel much more self-respect when you aren't negotiating your boundaries and lowering them despite knowing it makes you feel uncomfortable, just to make it work with him. If he truly wants to invest in a relationship with you, he will genuinely want to make you feel secure and safe. And OP responds saying, I feel like he's changed. Things are different now than how it used to be. And that's one of the reasons why I started feeling this way. I was ready to do so much to make this work because I truly love him. I respected all his boundaries and respected his privacy at all costs. I'm not the obsessive kind of girlfriend, and I've honestly done my best, but I didn't feel like this was right. I tried communicating with him about certain things, and by the end of the conversation, I kind of feel stupid and I feel like I overreacted. This is why after doing this, I decided to come on here to see if I was wrong. I want him to know that I stand firm, and I want him to start respecting my boundaries too. It honestly sucks. I hate feeling like this. I hate that I had to take a step like this in order to prove my point. It shouldn't be this tough for him to understand, yeah? Then OP comes in with a first little update which says he saw it, he's calling me, texting me non-stop. Should I take my time or answer it? Update 2, we talked, he fumed like I expected. He said, I told you about that picture, why did you post it and what's with the caption? What are you trying to hint here? I replied with, wait, you don't like it? I thought it was a good caption. You seem to like it on Lexi's post though. He said, that's not the same. I said, oh, it's not? We talked about this and you clearly said you won't do that again, but here we are. He said, take the picture down. I said, it sucks, yeah? You can like naked friends of yours, but I can't post for my friends. Bottom line is, he's upset. Things are heated at the moment. I don't know if I messed things up by this, but I'm sure he did understand me clearly. Should I wait for him to contact me again and delete the picture? Update 3. I didn't delete the picture. It's still up. He's trying to explain, but just comes back to the lines of, it's not the same. He apologized and said, I've made my point clear. He said he's going to do his best to be better and he'll respect my boundaries. Well, he did ask what has gotten into me because I normally wouldn't react like this. I told him I said it in the past, but you still went ahead and did the same. I was bound to blow up after this. After all, I'm a human too. Bottom line, he apologized. I still didn't take down the post though. Lesson learned. I'll take it down now. Maybe in a while. And most probably the last update. To everyone who sent me all the supportive messages and kind words, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I knew there were many people who didn't support my actions, but I've reached a point in my life where I'm done playing nice. I've been walked on my whole life. I wanted to stand up for myself and prove a point. Did it work? I guess. Do I regret this? No. I know taking the high road would have been better, but believe me, I've taken the high road so many times now that I was bound to fall a little. I know it was a petty move, but it proved my point. Will this relationship last? I don't know. Time will tell, but this just made me more confident. And to the ones asking me for the link to the post in my personal messages, I'm not going to give a link for fuck's sake. To the boys who are personally DMing me, calling me a whore and stuff like insecure toxic girlfriend, I honestly don't care, so don't bother DMing me that stuff like that. I don't have to explain myself or actions to you little boys. P.S. I know no one asked, but I'm turning 24 in 6 days. I'm looking forward to celebrating my birthday and it'll be new beginnings for me. Not me here sat after the title having to Google what's a thirst trap. I'm so out of touch. And I gotta say, update 3 did rub me the wrong way when you said you deleted the picture, but he keeps coming back to the lines of it's not the same. He apologized and said he'll respect your boundaries, which, you know, sounds good, but then goes on to say, what's gotten into you? Because you wouldn't normally react like this. that kind of made me feel like, you know, there was nothing learned in the end. And I don't think the behavior will change. Maybe it will. Or, you know, maybe that was harsh of me, but it just doesn't feel that way to me. Who knows, though? Maybe we'll see another update in the future. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Otherwise Estate 490, who says, "Am I the asshole for refusing my father access to my dying mother, denying him closure? My parents were separated for decades, but continue to attack one another verbally through their friends and acquaintances, often putting me and my siblings in the middle of their ongoing feud. As the eldest, I was often the one most caught in the middle. My parents pretended to be no contact with each other when they weren't fighting via their lawyers, but each would often contact me just to trash the other and expect me to deliver their toxic messages to the other person. This went on for many, many years. It was exhausting. Periodically, I would lose it and go no contact with one or the other of them, but eventually I'd relent, get back in touch because they needed my help with some practical matter or because I wanted my children to have some kind of relationship with their grandparents. And the cycle would continue. My mother recently became very ill and went downhill quickly. I took her into my home and was her caregiver until she died. Until the end, she was very angry with my father, and she explicitly told me she never wanted to see him or speak to him. She became very agitated at the thought that he might visit her and made me promise that I would not discuss her illness with him or permit him to see her if he tried to visit. In spite of my best efforts to keep my mother's illness a secret, as I had promised my father eventually learned through some mutual acquaintances that she was dying. He then contacted me, demanding that I allow him to visit her so he could achieve closure before she passed away. I explained that she did not want to see or speak to him and that I needed to honor her dying wish. He became furious with me and started yelling and insisting that a final meeting between the two of them was the right thing to do, and that I was a bad person and a bad daughter for standing in the way. I told my father that my mother's death was not about him, that I was sorry he would not be able to achieve the closure he wanted, but that I would not be allowing him to come into my home to upset my mother in her dying days. In my mind, it was not my decision to make. It was my mother's alone. My only job was to keep her as comfortable and peaceful as I could. My mother passed away a few days later. My father never achieved the closure he wanted. He is still angry with me for not persuading or forcing my mother to see him when she was dying. I think if he had wanted closure, he had decades to work it out with her before she became ill. Am I the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so. Now to me, your last line was exactly right. He had decades to work it out before she became ill. He's chosen this for himself now because he wanted that closure for himself. It's not to reconcile with her. He just wants it all for himself. That's the way it feels to me. And I can feel myself getting pissed off and angry that he's blaming you for it and getting angry at you for apparently standing in the way. And that was just your mum's wish at the end, and you honored that wish, and that's all you could do. And let's face it, you didn't know what your father was going to come in and say. He could have said anything to her, and you know, then you would have got the blame again for something your father's doing. But you absolutely made the right decision to me, OP. So, yeah. No Regrets says, based on what you say, not the arsehole. Also, your father's anger is very telling. It was never about your mother for him. Even his closure is all about him. Good for you that you honored your mum's wish and prevented yet another drama. My suspicion that he wanted to have one last dig at her when she was in such a vulnerable position and couldn't fight back. Princess Buzzkill says, not the arsehole. He had his entire life to get closure. Instead, he chose to talk shit about her and put you and your siblings in the middle. She explicitly told you, as she was dying, that she didn't want to see him or talk to him. You were carrying out her wishes. That's a kindness, I might add, that a lot of people wouldn't have done since she put you in the middle of their arguments too. He's angry with you because he didn't get his way so he could have the very last word. I guarantee you'll become the next target of his vitriol because he sounds like a miserable human being. Swamp Man says they had literal decades to reconcile before this and instead chose to put you and others in the middle of their petty arguments. And you're right that your mother's death was not about him. Look at it this way. If you had let him visit her, she would have been agitated and upset seeing him and then would have spent however many days she had left feeling hurt and betrayed by you because you didn't respect the dying wish. Given that, I think you did the right thing by respecting her wishes and it doesn't matter if your father can't understand why she wanted that. Not the asshole. P.S. I'm sorry for your loss and hope you have a good day. And one more from OK Homework who says not the asshole. No one is entitled to closure and it's crazy that as a society, we seem to think a lifetime of bad behavior will be erased at the 11th hour with a simple I'm sorry. A friend of my father's was dying. She called me distraught because he didn't want to see anyone. But family was bothering her about saying one last goodbye. I told her when someone is passing, they get to say how it will go. No one else. She could pass along the message, but she needed to follow her father's wishes. All he wanted was to be at home with her at his side. She did just that. No regrets. You're a wonderful daughter for putting your mother first and allowing her peace at the end. It gave me a little memory of when my mum found out that she was ill and that she had, in her words, 3 weeks left. And slowly, news got around to various people about it, and eventually her best friend, who didn't visit a whole lot but was still her best friend through life sort of thing, wanted to visit my mum. And I mentioned this to my mum and she said, no, I don't want anyone to visit me. And my mum was of sound mind towards the end. I mean, as sound as you can be after finding out that news. And I did discuss with her about, are you sure you want this sort of thing? Are you sure you don't want her to visit because it's your friend? She might help you out. And she just said nope and didn't want any further discussion about it. Don't want anyone else to visit apart from family and that's it. And obviously you don't want to push too much on these sort of things, but he's trying to get the reason. Is there a reason why that we may be able to help out with so you can get that visit if you want to? And it was just a flat no. And talking to her friend and letting her know that she didn't want anyone to visit was incredibly difficult. But at the same time, you can't overrule someone's dying wish like that. It's just incredibly sad and difficult. And our next story comes from Jeers, who says, am I the asshole for telling my stepdaughter she's lucky I treat her as my own? I, 44 female, have two children with my husband, 2 boy and 3 girl, and a bonus daughter, 18 female, Emily. My stepdaughter has been living with us for 6 months this past year. She moved in because she told us her mother kicked her out since they didn't have a good relationship and her mother said she was too problematic. Since her moving in, I've been very welcoming and I've spent more than enough money to help Emily get on her feet. This includes work shoes, comforter sets for her bed, hair products, clothing and underwear. We told her that she could live here as long as she needed, but since her moving here, she's become a burden to both my children and I. My children and I are used to a regime of waking up, spending time with my husband, him dropping them off to daycare and he goes off to work, and when he gets home, I cook, clean and we spend the rest of our night with the kids. My stepdaughter has become a burden. She's become entitled and whenever she needs anything financially, she will ask either myself or my husband. When I bought her work uniform, she kept the job for 3 weeks and then quit because she didn't like her co-workers. She has taken most of my savings, taken the time from my children to my husband and used that time for herself and had been extremely unappreciative for what I've done for her. I told her she needed to figure out a living plan because she is 18 and a legal adult and that she needs to start adulting. She mentioned how she was in school online and I told her that wasn't enough since there are more hours in the day and she can do more than just be lazy all day and use her computer as an excuse. She told me that I am jealous of her relationship with my husband and I reminded her that she's living in our home rent free. I told her that she should be lucky that I treat her as my own because not everyone would do such with their stepchild. Edit him for info. My husband thinks I'm wrong for saying this to her and that what I did was harsh, but I don't see how when she is 18 years old and she has grown. We start off with Dasky, who says, you're writing the narrative, but you still come across as the arsehole. First off, since school isn't enough for her to do, why aren't you telling us about your own job? because from the sound of it, you're a stay-at-home mum but without the kids, so just a stay-at-home wife. Also, it sounds like she worked at a toxic workplace, which is especially common at chains where uniforms need to be bought. What do you mean with taking the time for my children and use that time for herself? So she's being social with you guys and out-competing a 2 and 3-year-old for attention. You believe that yourself. Also, not everyone would do such with their stepchild, except everyone who would want a good relationship with the child's partner absolutely would treat the stepchild like that. You're the arsehole. Michelin AZ says is harsh because she isn't taking the time away from his kids. She is his kid. This is something dad needs to handle. You're the arsehole. Similar Pineapple says you're the arsehole. You most certainly do not treat her as one of your own. If you did, then you wouldn't have said that to her. You also told her she was living in your house. It's her dad's house, therefore should be her home too. You do sound jealous that she's there interacting with her father in the evenings. You also don't sound like you are buying her extravagant things. You sound like you're providing just the basics. Everything you're complaining about is a typical teenager. Your children will be the same way. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And before we go, there was one story that someone suggested over on Twitter from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit, requesting that I just read this one out. So I'm going to read it and I'm going to leave it with you guys to make up your mind, and I'll be checking out the comments below. Am I the arsehole for telling my wife that leaving her used pad in my brother's place was inappropriate? My wife and I were invited to my brother's 31st birthday. He's single and lives alone in his apartment. So to give you the heads up, my wife and him don't get along so well, but can be civil enough to sit at the same table. So we went and had dinner and talked, and everything was going well. No argument till after my wife went to use the bathroom. Later, my brother went to use the bathroom, then came back looking pissed. He kept giving me and my wife looks, but I didn't know what was going on till he pulled me aside before we left and told me that my wife had left her used pad in his bathroom. I was shocked and didn't know what to say because this felt highly inappropriate. He said he didn't appreciate what my wife did and that this was a sign of disrespect towards him. I apologized profoundly and said I didn't know about it. He asked me to speak to her or she wouldn't be welcome in his place anymore. We got in the car and I asked my wife about it. She nonchalantly said there was nothing wrong with what she did and that my brother was being ridiculous. I kind of flipped and told her it was very inappropriate for her to leave her used pad in his place, even if it was in the bathroom and in the trash can, because it made him uncomfortable. She yelled, asking what she was supposed to do, and I told her she could have took it with her and threw it outside, not in his bathroom. That's my brother's place, and he told me how he felt about it. She yelled at me, calling my brother an incel and me an arsehole for getting in her face about it. She said she needed to use the bathroom, and it's not like the pad was visible since she dumped it in the trash can. At home, we still argued about it, and she kept calling me and my brother names. She's currently not speaking to me and is avoiding me entirely. Regardless, I feel like it's his place and he gets to express what makes him uncomfortable in it. Edit. I can't give info or expand on what was seen, but I can tell you that the trash can does not have a lid. It's not like one of those trash cans that have a lid on top and you can push it. But what I want to emphasize is the fact that as guests, we should respect people's homes and not argue about what makes them uncomfortable. He said it made him uncomfortable and that should, in my opinion, be acknowledged. So, holy moly, there we have it. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below about this story. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. As I always say, your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. Thank you so, so much. It's absolutely incredible. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. You cheeky so-and-so.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.